Scripture reading. Today's scripture reading is taken from Numbers chapter 9, 15 to 23. It reads, "On the day the tabernacle, the tent of the covenant law, was set up, the cloud covered it. From evening till morning, the cloud above the tabernacle looked like fire." That is how it continued to be. The cloud covered it, and at night it looked like fire. Whenever the cloud lifted from above the tent, the Israelites set out. Whenever the cloud settled, the Israelites encamped. At the Lord's command, the Israelites set up, and at his command, they encamped. As long as the cloud stayed over the tabernacle, they remained in camp. When the cloud remained over the tabernacle a long time, the Israelites obeyed the Lord's order and did not set up. Sometimes the cloud was over the tabernacle only a few days. At the Lord's command, they were encamped. And then at his command, they were set out. Sometimes the cloud stayed only from evening till morning, and when it lifted in the morning, they set out. Whether by day or by night, whenever the cloud lifted, they set out. Whether the cloud stayed over the tabernacle for 2 days or a month or the year, the Israelites will remain in camp and not set out. But when it lifted, they were set out. At the Lord's command, they encamped. And at the Lord's command, they set out. They obeyed the Lord's order in accordance with his command through Moses. This is the word of God. Church, please be seated, and let's welcome Reverend YC for today's sermon.
Thank you. Good afternoon, church. Today is our 29th birthday, and after the service, you can collect your little cake. As we review our 29 years of journey as a church, we really want to thank God. Like singer say, he's been here, she's the same age as the church. So many of us are very fortunate or we are blessed that we can grow with the church. And many of you that come later, but you continue the journey with us. So we want to thank God for every one of us, you know, that participate and become part of Agape and continue to grow as one. Now, as we wish all of us happy birthday, we also want to look forward. In this particular verses, these few verses that we have read, the passage that we have read, we realize that this is a very important part of the Israelites' life. Just take a recap or revision with me. Where were they before that? They were in Egypt. 400 years of slavery. And they cried out to the Lord, and the Lord had mercy. And the Lord came down, you know, through what? He heard the voice of the people, the crying of the people, and he called Moses. So the incident of the burning bush, which happened to be the emblem of the Presbyterian Church worldwide. Okay, so you realize that Moses was called to deliver them. So when they were delivered, and there's a lot of miracles, the 10 plagues we know about happened in Egypt, and then the Red Sea being parted, and they crossed like through dry land. And then they came, after they crossed to the Red Sea, where do they straight away enter into the promised land, Canaan? No, they were wandering in the wilderness, and wilderness is a very scary place. I don't know how many of you have been to some foreign places or on tour or on business alone, and you go there, you don't know what to do. Thank God today you have Google Maps. You know, you have something that now you can check here and there. But before that, there's nothing. How do they know how to navigate, which direction to turn? And you know these are arid places. And you look left, you know, the mountain, you look right, mountain, all looks alike. It's very easy to get lost. You look here, a pile of sand. You look on your left, there's all huge areas of sand, desert. So this kind of places is very difficult, it's very easy for us to get lost. Before you enter the promised land, remember, before you even enjoy what God has prepared for you, there's this season in your life that is very easily get lost. And you need God's superpower to lead and to guide you. And we need God every day. And with that, we also have our part to pay. So you look at it, before they enter into the promised land, the 40 years they were in the wilderness. There's one lesson, I mean, a lot of many lessons, but a few lessons that's very, very important. And today we're going to look at it at this particular passage. As we look at the passage, and we can reflect upon our church as well, and as an individual, as our life. Do we follow that? Okay, so let's begin. The first thing we realize that when God moves, the Israelites move.
How do they we know that? Because God's presence is with them. Now in Exodus 13, by day the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, so that they could travel by day or night. Neither the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people. Now, when God do certain things, you remember God always do it for His glory. And when God do it for His glory, often, and almost all the time, you realize that when you do it that way, it's always to benefit His people as well. So it's a win-win situation. God get the glory, His people, you know, get the blessing. Now, imagine that if you are the people, non-Israelites, you were the Gentile kings and people that live around, you see these people, and you know them. They're the slave in Egypt. 400 years, who can help them? No one can help them, and no one will want to come and help them, right? But God helped them. And God, through the hand of Moses, the 10 plagues, any of the pagan god can activate any of the plague. You read the story, very interesting. The first few, probably the magician can do it, but subsequently they can't anymore. It's beyond them, right? So basically they're showing that to the world that this God is someone that's very special, is very great, is very powerful, you know, at the top, above all gods. So that is what God is bringing Himself to. Let the whole world see, and then let His people say, so this is who I am, and you must follow me. And open up the Red Sea, and they deliver them. Now, during that process, and this one thing that we learn in this passage is that you realize that the only thing that people can differentiate the Israelites from the non-Israelites is not because how they look, it's because God is with them. Now, in Exodus 13, it says that, right? Neither the pillar of the clouds nor the pillar of fire left its place in front of the people. And the Gentiles can look, oh, look at that. Look, if they look towards the direction of the wilderness, they will see, oh, there's a pillar of clouds. And who? This is a symbol of God's presence. This is a symbol that God is with His people. Don't play with these people. They are very special people. They can cross the Red Sea on dry land. And their God, you know, can summon 10 plagues upon you if you're not careful. You see that God is bringing Himself and revealing Himself not just to Israelite, but to the world. But that His people become His vehicle for Him to display His glory. And today we Christian, we say that Christian means the little Christ. So we are to show God's love, we are to show God's glory in our life. We're going to see God's righteousness in our life. That's why we need to live like Christ, to be like Christ. That's exactly. So Israelites have been called, and this one very important lesson that they have to learn before they have been brought into the promised land is the lesson of letting God be God. Total obedience. And how do we know that? Let's continue. So if you look at it, the presence of God is very obvious. The pillar of clouds by day and the pillar of fire by night. Never left. God never leave His people. Today, does God lift us? Christ was called Emmanuel. What does Emmanuel mean? God is with us. God is with the Israelites in the Old Testament. God is with the people of the New Testament. God never left us. He's always with us. Sometimes we did not sense His presence. Just like the Israelite 400 years slavery. They may not sense God's presence because their days are very bitter. But did God leave them? God never forget the covenant that He has made with Abraham. Today, God never forget us because He has made the new covenant with the blood of Christ with every believer. Regardless how good, how bad you are, He will never turn back on His covenant on us. And this is the assurance as we believer and we should have. Right? So, 30. Okay. Come. They're different. Okay, maybe just let me take control of it easier. What is this? Oh, sorry. You go all the way, right? What happened? Okay, this is a traffic light, okay? I'm going to play a little game with you. So I just treat all of you like Sunday school. So very simple. The first thing is that when you see a red light, okay, you put both of your hands on your lap. Can you do that for me? Okay. And when you see a green light, you just
raise your hand. Okay? And when you see a yellow light, don't do anything. Just stay. Okay? Just stay. Are you ready? Very simple. Quick one, huh? Okay, you guys are much younger than the first two service. So your response time should be faster in milliseconds, okay? Okay, let's begin. Ready? Go. Oh, very good, very good. Good job, good job. Thank you so much. This is what the Israelites learned in the whole journey of talking about the cloud lift up, the cloud come down, the cup lift up, the cup settle. Okay, this is what it does, okay? So this is exactly what it does. So when the cloud lifted, they set up. When the cloud settled, they encamp. When you go to the crossroad, when you're driving, you see the red light, you stop, you brake. When you see green light, you go. This is exactly what God is teaching them. So this is God's guidance. God's guidance is telling them when to go, when not to go. When you should stay, and not even of their choice where they are staying, because the cloud will move according to God's direction, not according to where they want. They may want to go to the east, but if the cloud moves to the west, they follow the cloud to the west. So in this, there's a very important lesson we need to learn. When we are being led by God, you have to really let go of all your self-wishes, even your liking, even your preferences, your want and your things that you do not want. As I say that, in New Testament, Paul says that we are the bond servant of Christ. That doesn't sound very enticing for us to be called into. We want to call into some more glorious position. But this is what it is. You really want to taste the goodness of God. This is what it is. When the cloud lifted, they need to set up. When the cloud settled, they need to encamp. And the 9 verses that we just read actually testify to it, and it's just kind of in a repetitive way of telling that how God guides them. Okay, let's look at verse 17. It says that whenever the cloud lifted from above the tent, the Israelites set out. Wherever the cloud settled, the Israelites encamped. Wherever. It can be morning, can be night. It doesn't matter whether you feel comfortable or you're not comfortable, whether you feel like moving or you don't feel like moving, whether you think like moving or you don't think like moving, it doesn't matter. As the cloud moves, they move. This is how it is. And this thing is going on for 40 years. Why do you think that God wants them to go through this simple lesson, raising your hand, red light, or green light, and then put down? This is exactly. Because they have to learn to trust God before they can enter the promised land, because there'll be giants there, there'll be difficult situation, there'll be very challenging warfare for them. If they do not depend on God, learn how to listen to God, learn how to follow God, they won't able to survive when they enter into the promised land. Today, as a church, as an individual, you want to enter into the fullness of the promise of God. You need to learn this lesson, and we need to learn it hard, and we need to learn it well, so that when we enter into that, you're able to see that God will bring you into a greater space. A lot of us don't like that, right? We want to be our own boss. We want to do what we like. We want to do whenever we like. Wherever we want to go, we go. But God said, no. I decide where you go. I decide when you go. I decide where you will stay. I decide when you will stay. That doesn't sound very nice to all of us, right? We want to always be, you know, in control of our destiny. But if you are truly after God, this is what you will do. Right, so verse 18, it says that at the Lord's command, the Israelites set out. At his command, they can camp. As long as the cloud stay over the tabernacle, they remain in camp. So it doesn't matter how long you stay. As long as you stay, they stay. Right, so again, in 22nd verse, it says that whether the cloud stay over the tabernacle for 2 days, sometimes it can be 2 days. Imagine very late. You read the previous chapters, I mean the history, you realize they need to carry a lot of stuff. Just the tabernacle, need the seal skin, the pole, the ring, the curtains. There's a lot of things to set up, you know. Then you just set up, imagine you go 10, I don't know where you have been to some, probably a school camp. Then you can put out your tent, then your teacher come, hey, wrong side, tear down, move there, you know, wrong place, not the right place. Alamak, you just spend all your energy putting up. But this is what it is. So when the time is up, whether it's 2 days, can be a month, can be even a year, he said the Israelites would remain in the camp and not set up. But when he lifted, they would set up. And this is the life of total obedience that we need to learn. Right? So at the Lord's command, the Israelites set out, and at his command, they encamped.
So whenever the cloud lifted above the tent, the Israelites set out. And wherever the cloud settled, the Israelites encamped. You realize that there's no human will in the whole process. It's only God's will. It's a display of the perfect. God's will, men follow. And when they do that, they are blessed. They, for 40 years, they never run out of food, they run out of clothes, they have water to drink. They only get punished when they complain. Why so hot? Why no water? Why no meat? Why stay here so long? Why not we move out? Then you realize that God will punish them because of that. Okay? As long as the clouds stay over the tabernacle, they remain in camp. So what is our duty? The duty of the people is very simple. It's total obedience. Now, here are two parts of it. First is at the Lord's command. The second is whenever and wherever. You just think of it. It's something that's very difficult for us to, for modern people, you know, to do, even for Israelites to do. It's very difficult. Remember, they were at this place. Maybe there's some incentive for them because they're really lost in this place, wilderness. Imagine they were in 400 years as slaves. And suddenly they brought into this new place. They don't know to turn left or to turn right. They don't know how to go. All that they know that God is going to, Moses said that God is going to bring us into the promised land. No, God is going to bring agape into some nice places, you know, and going places. And then God is going to multiply us. But where? But now you may be at every place. And this is the place that God is going to test us. How faithful are you to fully depend on me? Not even what you think, not even what you like, as I say, but what God says, what God shows you, and you have to follow the instruction at the Lord's command, whenever and wherever. Okay? So when you see that God moves, we move, you're saying that they obey the Lord's order. Okay? At the Lord's command, they set up. And they obey the Lord's order in accordance with his command through Moses. Now, God does not speak indirectly to the people. God speaks to Moses and Moses speaks to them. That's why that this is this tabernacle for Moses to go there and get the word of God and then tell. Now, you talk about in the current context as a church. Oh, you're the senior pastor, so you go and hear God say and then you come and tell us, then we do. Look. Is it like that? And how many of you agree? How many of you disagree? You don't know what to do. So say, God, please appear in the pillar of cloud and fire again so that make our job easy. You know, we don't have to think so hard. But this is it. God commanded Moses to lead the people. Today, God has placed within the church certain leaders, your cell group leader, the deacons, the elders, the pastors. They are not perfect people. Neither is Moses perfect. But yet, God has appointed these people so that his will can be what? Translated in actual action. When the cloud lifted, there had to be instruction as what to do, right? Who carry this? Who do what? Who so set up first? If not, the whole million of people will get lost in the whole transition. And this thing don't happen only once in 10 years. It can happen within 2 days, within a month, within 1 year. And this thing can repeat and repeat and repeat and repeat. Without system, without who is who, who has a final say in certain things, this whole thing will just go chaos. And God set out, and Moses has been appointed. So today, I pray that you realize that this person, Moses, is in a very heavy responsibility person. So I wanted you to see that your leader, your cell group leader, your pastors, your elder, your deacon, they are given that position, and they have heavy responsibility, spiritual responsibility, and one day they have to be accountable to God for you and for themselves. So please, pray for them. Pray for them that they can see God clearly, they can hear God clearly, and they have the faith and the boldness to lead us in the right track and lead us forward. This is what we want. As a pastor, I felt it is a heavy responsibility, I know. I don't just come up with whims and say, hey, let's do this, let's do that. Hey, Salah, sorry, you turn. And we try this, don't work. Let's try this again. Doesn't work, never mind, try this again. Then I then go around 40 years past. Then I also retire. Boa tai chi liao. You know, then the last leader take over. Then, but yeah, I can just, you know, wrap up my service here. But when you face God one day, God say, hey, what are you doing? I see what you're doing. For the years that I put you in agape, what are you doing? You answer to me. This is it. So in accordance with his command through Moses, so I pray that truly, that Agape, God will continue to raise up young people, fearing God, loving the church, having the compassion of God, and we continue to move forward beyond the 29 years that God has given us. So in our mission, we say that, no, it's a compassion. Agape, even our church name give us pressure. Agape, Aijape. No, other church have some love. We all must double the love. You know, say, wow, 你们教会有很多爱啊，爱加倍。Say, yeah, our name also, like, no, 你的名字叫什么？我的名字叫王智慧，我很有智慧了。 Whether you 智慧 no 智慧, your name tell you you have to be a lot of, have a lot of wisdom. 阿加倍，爱加倍，有没有爱还是要加倍爱啦。 So sometimes it can be a good thing, right? Kind of push you a bit. So you see that when Jesus moved from village to villages, and then when he saw the crowd, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like shepherds without a God. So the motivation of our service to others is always love and compassion. Christ came because God so loved the world. Moses came because God heard the cry of the people. He have compassion on them. He sent Moses to deliver them. It's always like that. Compassion. So when we go out, it's not that we have many, they have less, so we bless them. That's all. But it has to be out of a heart of compassion. And then the promise, he says that it is too small a thing for you to be my servant to restore the tribes of Jacob and bring back those of Israel I have kept. I will always make you a light for the Gentiles, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. Let's talk about the first part. For those that bring back those of Israel I have kept. You know the history of Israel. Not all the remnants, not all the Israelites get returned to Jerusalem. Not all of them are preserved. Some of them actually died. So we can see there are Christians there who left the church, who left God, so-called. But after 20 years, they return. Do you know of people like this, even in our church? But there are people there who left God, and you never hear them again. They never return. But for those that God has kept them, they return. I just shared in the second service, we have one sister, senior sister, probably in her 70s, in block 19. She claimed to be Christian, and she's a Christian, and she never go to church. For many, many years, maybe 30 years, don't go to church. Occasionally, he'll see some YouTube, watch here, watch there, but he never attached to any church. And how he came to Agape? Because by God's divine appointment, Sister Louis going to knock on the wrong door. Then she opened the door. He said, I'm looking for so and so. Oh, sorry, wrong number. You see, they say, why are you looking for her? Oh, because we have a cell group gathering later at 10 o'clock at the 8th level. Oh, you have a cell group meeting? He said, yeah. Then, are you a Christian? He said, yeah, I'm Christian, but I never go to church. Would you want to join us? And the same day, she went down to join the cell group. And the Sunday itself, she came back to the church until today. Those that God has kept in a very special way, God is bringing them return. You're seeing some of the people that you know probably over the year have disappeared somehow with the last 5 years, 10 years. They begin to return. We see God's hand in it. And not just that, but he said that we may proclaim his salvation to reach the ends of the earth. Later I'll share that, you know. Agape, we say 2XYY means what, you know. We're going to grow from 200 people to 400 people, 300 to 600 people. Just times two, lah. Very simple math. But it's more than that. Okay, we will. Later on, we'll explain a little more. So the commission was for us to have a heart of compassion, to know the end point is insufficient. This is what we are to do now in the wilderness before we enter into the promised land, flow with milk and honey. This is what we need to do. This is enlarge the place of your tent and let the curtain, your inhabitation, be stretched out. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your sticks. Do not hold back. Often we hold back what God can do among us, in us, through us. Because of what we think, what we like or we don't like, what we feel comfortable or we don't feel comfortable. Right? This one I choose to do, this one I don't choose to do. I don't think I'm called to do this. I don't think I'm good at this. I don't think I'm gifted in that. I want to do that. There's a lot of this kind of thing that's going on. We just analyze ourselves and we just say, okay, this is who I am. Rather than let God define who I am. God say, if I call you, do you think I will not equip you? Even if I call you through your weakness, you think that God cannot show his strength through your weakness?
He must always show your strength through your strength. This is the way that we think, but that's not how God thinks. How God will lead by the way that He will lead. And no one will influence Him. No one will change His mind. He decided and He will do. Our job is to do the total obedience. That may sound hard, it sounds like the army camp, everything just solo. But it is. Even humans try to do that, but it's tough. But do not hold back, means we do not limit what God wants to do and God is doing in our midst, okay, or through us. So for that to happen, we need to have this overcoming faith. Sing the choir. We need faith, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. If you don't believe that God, if I don't believe that the cloud is leading us to the right place, will I follow the clouds? If I don't think that when the cloud settles, I need to settle, I want to move on, you can, but at your own peril. Right? In the wilderness, the beasts that come after you. So overcoming faith is submission, in other words. When we say we have faith in God, the bonus is out of submission to God. So overcoming faith will lead to, we have a lot of this kind of question in our life. Many of us, in fact, all of us, we have questions in life. I think we have more questions than answers in life, right? You question about yourself, you question about identity, you question about your future, you question about the church, you question about the government. There's so many questions. And you even question yourself, you don't even know who you are, why you are here, when. So many things. But I'm not so much interested in the question that you have. I'm interested in how many exclamation marks that God has put in your life. Tell me, how many exclamation marks God has put in your life? Not questions. How many exclamation marks? Through that incident, do you see the exclamation mark God put? Wow, God, you're so good. God, I'm so grateful, you know, for your help. God, you're so kind. Oh, God, you really know me well. No, there's this exclamation out. And because you experience, you know that God is real. Oh, God, I'm thankful. You are really the God that will work wonders. You are truly God. Your way is higher than my ways. Even I choose wrongly, by your grace, you lead me aright. Wow, God, who can be like you? That kind of exclamation mark. Not God, why like that? Why like that? Why like that? You should not ask the why to a lot of people. People will give you all the answer. That may not be what God wants. Why don't you present your question mark to God? And by faith, trusting Him. And God will convert what is being curled up and straighten it for you. And make it an exclamation mark. You say, God. That's why Paul says that when he comes to the Corinthian church, he said, I'm not interested to know what's happening. What I'm interested in is that Christ in you crucified. Can I see Christ crucified in your life? If I meet you, talk to you, have lunch with you, have a conversation with you, can I see Christ in you? Not your problems only, not all your questions, but able to see the exclamation mark in your life. And this is what it is. Overcoming faith, you're able to convert whatever question you have to an exclamation mark, because God is greater than us. He can do wonders. So 2XYY, we talk about that. So there's a signpost that God has given for our church. So first we saw that 2XYY to me, very simple, you know, bird brain kind of thing. 2X means times 2. So 200 become 400. You know, Jinping give birth to 1, maybe next year give birth to 2, then become 2. Then 2X already, yeah. So everybody get married, now you bring another spouse, you bring another boyfriend into the church or what, then become times 2 lah. Very simple. Then you bring another member, you know, you share the gospel, then you bring a new believer, oh, times 2 already ma. So very simple, right? The 2X, 5Y. So basically, 5Y is just a constraint of time. But where did it? I want to share with you some of the milestones. I've shared in the forward agape dialogue, but just, you know, for the benefit of those that did not attend. First, we start off the third service. When we start the third service, it is overcoming faith, because many people will come to me, Pastor, we have not even filled up all the chairs for second two services. Why are you starting off a third service? We can't even fill up the second service, the first service. We're not even filled up to the brim yet. No, let's wait lah. Let's wait lah. Wait until we fill up both services, then we open the third services. This is what we think. But when the cloud lifts, you set out. Not what you think is the right time. So when you sense that this is the time, we need to do. And you need the boldness and new faith to do that, make the decision. Not just through a lot of justification. Sometimes you ask me a question, I cannot give you all the full answer. As I say, all the question marks are there.
I personally don't have all the answer to all the questions you have. I've been challenged left, right, center. Why are we having the third service? When you spend months talking about it. Yes, you can continue to talk, but ultimately, we will come to one decision. Will you start the third service? Whatever argument and rationalization you can do, first thing is that you recognize the hand of God is moving. If you are, then prepare the way. Just prepare the way and go. Right? We start the third service, and then January this year, okay, Pastor Selwyn had anchored on the education and equipping ministry. So with the New Testament, Old Testament, I hope that you all continue to be benefited by it and sign up for it. Okay, and next year, probably we have new classes. We try to make it like, you know, like for a new believer, continue to grow in faith, in truth, and also not just in knowledge, but also in your life, exercising the truth that we know. Then we have the soul care ministry. You know, I sent for Pastor Selwyn that we are filled up all the way until year end already. So sorry if you are a latecomer next year. You know, there's no more slot already. Until end of the year, it's all packed already. Why? Why we do these two things? Education and teaching the truth is like sowing seed. But if the seed is fall on a hard ground, it doesn't bear fruit. So the ground of your heart is very important. So we need to soften it, we need to remove the stones, we need to take away the bitterness and all the unforgiveness and whatever issue of your parents' issues or your family issue or your life problem in the past or hurts. We need to deal with that. We cannot say, oh, it doesn't happen. It happened. So we need to deal with it. And when your heart is softened, your heart is being prepared well, when the seed of truth is being sown, it will bring forth 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. If not, it cannot. We can do all the education that you want, but it doesn't change. So that part come in tandem with it. Okay, then we set up the ACTC. We relaunch it in July. A lot of work, thanks to Sumi Lao Si, to help. Within 6 months, we relaunch it. So last year is our debut. Okay, we have the first big event, you know, under ACTC, which is the carnival that we start in Block 19. Right? So January this year, so Pastor Allen and Pastor Park, we have sent out missionary. Pastor Park, now some people ask, I know the question, then why Pastor Park become our member? I know, then he's not with us, you know, he's somewhere else. Yeah, because he has no church in Singapore. There's no church. Soon, advanced notice. One day you will see Reverend Tong become Agape member. He has no church in Indonesia as well. Who will want him to be the member? I say, yes, we are willing to accept you. Then I can be sad. After serving church for 50, 60 years, there's no place to go. But Agape, we welcome you. Right? So Pastor Allen and Pastor Park were sent forth, you know, as missionary, and they have satellite at the different places. And then overseas church planting. We never thought of that. It never in the plan for 2024. But it happened. I think I want to go this way. You can have your plan, but keep your plan loosed. When the cloud lift, you set out. When the cloud settle, you end camp. Not according to your plan, whenever, wherever. If I look at myself, if I look at the thing, I see that we're not busy enough. Our resources are not that plenty. Okay, I'll just touch a little bit on, I think. So this is the two places. Alam Sutra, which is at the south of Singapore in Indonesia, and Aira, Japan, which is at the north. So AACC is Alam Agape Aira Christian Center. Alam Sutra, Indonesia, Agape Alam Sutra Christian Center. Okay, very simple. So this is a card for Pastor Park. He already make it ready, Agape Aira Christian Center. But this place doesn't not yet exist, you know. It's not even existed yet, but he already have this. And then he already come up with the vision of the church already. He sent a PowerPoint to me. So I'm meeting him this Friday. Next Sunday, Pastor Park will be here sharing in a three session, preaching in a three session. Evangelism, education, mission, disciple, he sent it to me. And then I say, welcome to Agape Aira Christian Center. Okay, greeting for Missionary Park. Thank you for your prayer for spiritual revival in Japan. By the grace of God, we will start new church ministry in Aira City. Okay, when did he go? He went in January this year. He got his visa and he flew off in January. Now it's only September. He already told me that we can start already. So, okay. Once again, thank you for your partnership. Looking forward to seeing you all soon in Japan. But in Singapore, we'll see him first next week.
So, okay. So you look at here. This is the place we're going to rent. The ground floor is actually a tuition center, and the half of the second floor is also belongs to the tuition center rental. So we only rent half of the second floor for the church, the service purpose. Okay, this is how it looks like. Okay, so they go there very often, and with Pastor Mashimoto, and then they will just pray. They spend time praying in this place pretty often. I know you sent me a picture of it. So we are praying that. As I said, that if you look at Japan church, especially in small city like Aira, he called Aira a village. So think of it. You know, it's like Ulu Tiram in Johor. Nobody know, right? Ulu Tiram. You only know JB only. Ulu Tiram is Aira. This is what it is. So that place, you know, the church is like one big church. The biggest church in Kagoshima, I remember, is like 30 members. The biggest church. We checked with Pastor Park, having a call with him. He said that now he's reaching out to the neighbors. He found that the three Christians are not going to church. So very keen to go to church. And two, very keen to want to know about Jesus, want to join a church service to come. So already he has sent 5%. He said, if I start, this 5% will come, and many people will come. You must think of it in the perspective of Japan. Those been to Donkey Track, you know. The church are very small. Some of them told me that the last trip they went to one church. The members only 5%. Pastor Park start with 5. You see the work of God? You see the hand of God? It's not human effort. And it's, those pastors have been laboring there for years and years. And Pastor Park is only there for 9 months. 9 months. 9 months. In Japan. In some Niaopusentan的地方 called Aira. And God is working. And why we support that? Why we want to support it? Because when God moves, we move. We see God's hand in it and we join in. It's not like we are smarter than God. No, God is much, much smarter than us. So what is ahead of it? Okay, we have block 19. We have the new. We already have the cell group. So now we're going to start with block 2, block 3, block 5. Oh, there's one that's coming. I think they already started. I think in block 3. They started a new cell group in the Upper Boon Keng. Then the Agape Aira, November. So November, our donkey tracking team, which I'll lead the team over there. So we will have the first service, the rented place. We have the first service there. So after that Sunday, every Sunday, Pastor Park will continue Sunday service. So basically, we go there to do the Kaimuli. After that, he'll continue week after week, okay, in November. And then the Aram Sutra thing. Tangmusi say that, no, I still can be used by God for probably the next 3 years. I think I can still strong. So he have the passion to plant church, you see. But now he have no church, you know. He have no church. But he have the passion of God. And he see that this place, there are people that really need a church. Then we talk. Then he say he's willing to do that. So started in June this year. Every week he spent 2 days from Jakarta, travel 30 minutes to Alam Sutra, which is a residential area. And he do just visitation. So he visit anyone there who receive him. He asked friend, hey, you have anybody live in that area? I would like to visit him. You have anyone that who need prayer in that area? I will go. So this is how. So June, July, August. No, just September. August, he already told me already. I said, Musa, I think we're ready to rent a place. Original plan is next year, which is 6 months is considered fast. But he told me that, I think we are ready. So we're going to start in November also. So he already booked a place, rental. He already paid a deposit for 3-story shop houses. We need to spend money renovating. It's a bit long. Huh? So we need to change some tiles, put in aircon, probably do some rewiring, buy fridge, buy chair. You know, then the third floor, we probably need to partition into rooms so that Pastor Allen and Lige can sleep there. You know, there's a lot of these things to do. A lot of these things. But let me ask you, you look at all this. From a purely monetary standpoint, do we have budget for this? Last year, whatever that you see, the pledge, mission pledge you do, is whatever that existing and some probably more potential one that is coming forth. This is totally off the chart. It's not there at all. But why are we embracing it as a church to continue to do this in spite of we don't have that much manpower, that resources, and then we have not much money, and then not many, probably, you know, you put up this thing, how many of them will support, we don't know. A lot of question mark, right?
A lot of question mark. But I say, the passage tells us that when the cloud lifted up, you set out. It's not according, it's whenever and wherever. So church, if you want to grow, we have to learn this. We have to learn this. I myself is learning it. It's not easy, I can tell you. At first, you're standing out here, then you're everything not right, who bears on between? 牧师讲, say 5 years later, we not 2x. Whose problem? Pastor's problem. You all know her problem. I already bring one already. I meet my quota. That one never bring. That one sit the corner, never bring. Don't talk to me, talk to the guy. So your failure, look, you can blame here, blame there, but it's not about blaming. It's about seeing God, and then we give our best to it and trust that God will bring it to pass. That's the faith. It's the evidence of things that we cannot see. Something that we hope for, we know, we have the assurance of it. That is faith. So the faith crossing is the very basic of the lifeline for us to continue the ministry and to do what we are doing as a church. Okay? So November 25. So all this add up could be a big, could be some quite a sizable sum of money, you know, to pay rental, deposit for rental, renovation costs, all this kind of stuff, you know. But anyway, we embrace this, you know, get Priscilla and Raymond to work out all the numbers already. So we will embrace it and we continue to do that. But when we look at 2XRA, as I said early on, we just look at 200 people to 400 people. This is called a bird brain faith, like me. But you see how God works. It's not from 200 to 400. It's from one church to two different churches. You see that? Not in your plan. But God works in a way beyond your imagination, beyond what you can even think of. It's beyond. How many of you thought of that? I never thought of that. None of the members, none of the board members thought of that. But it happened. When God moved, so can you see the hand of God? Can you see the pillar of clouds? Can you see the pillar of fire leading us forward? So who are we to say, when the pillar moves, we don't want to move. When pillar stays, we want to move. We have no right to say. That's why the 40 years of training before they go into the promised land is this total obedience to God's movement. When God moves, we move. Regardless whether you have budget, not budget, this and that. Because those are all question marks. God said, I will make straighten it and you will feel later on, we will come before him with praises. Wow, God, you work wonders like this. Look at this. God work wonders. People take 20 years, they have 5 members in a church. And he can do it in 9 months. In a very uru place. God can do it. So do you see the hand of God? Do you see the cloud of God? So when you do that, then you were able to join in and say, yes, Lord, we see you. Yes, Lord, we are with you. We are willing. You say go, we go. When you move, we move as a church. Right? So ACTC, same thing, expansion. As if there were not enough ministry, come on, another organization to manage ACTC. But yesterday we started off. I pray that God will continue to expand the influence of ACTC. Now, probably nothing much yet. Who knows in the future? But obedience is at the moment. And you continue on the journey and see how God works. And then the thing, very important thing is that we need to pray, pray. Remember, this is a spiritual warfare. This is not just about who is smart, who came up with a better marketing plan, better church planting plan will win. No, it is God who works. So prayer is very important. Unity of the church, of the leaders is very important. That's why this Sunday, normally we have 2 planning meeting, okay? Both also discussion. But this year I cut out the one discussion and say, we just spend time praying and worship God. So this Saturday, we just spend from 8:30 to 4 o'clock listening to God and then pray to God. That's it. And listen and then share the story, what God has done among us. That's all. That's the whole agenda for the whole day. We want to see, we want to hear God. We want to know him. So prayer is very important. So those that have not signed up, please go down later on, you know, the next quarter one, you know, the daily, you know, watch and pray for the church. I only require you to sign 1 slot a month, which is only 10 minutes of 1 month of your time. Can you not do that? You cannot do that. I doubt we can follow the clouds when it's lifted, when it's settled. And we will do according to what God's command. And 6, I pray that there will be more and more people say, the Lord, I'm willing.
and walk out and be a blessing. I'm willing. How many of us are willing? Thank God yesterday we have 90 of us that step out and say that, God, I'm willing to bless, you know, our neighbors. 90 out of our church, almost one third of the people walk out. One third. Just use it as a benchmark. Current, one third. 6 months later, 1 year later, when we celebrate our 30th anniversary, how many of us will walk out? Over the last many years, probably four years, we restarted the short-term mission trip, right? The mission trip, we went to Ubon and this. Now we expanded. And this year, we have 90 of us joining different trips. Again, one third. Not coincidence, I guess, but added up the people is one third. One third is going out. So keep this before the Lord. Say, Lord, yes, but the whole nation of Israel must follow. So I pray that more and more people will say, God, I'm willing. Not just willing, I'm willing to walk out and be a blessing. Right? And seven, you know, forward agape. I pray that God will raise up new leaders. So if next year we have an election for deacons and elders, so if somebody come to you, the pastor or some of the leader come to you, think very hard. Don't say, "Aiya, 我应啊。" 我很忙了。每个人都很忙啊。 But whether is it worth it? If you don't fill up your schedule with the church schedule, with what is of God, you will fill it with your own thing. I will add Pilates class. I will add my yoga class. I will add my music class. I will add my tour. I will add my other thing. Sure one. You will not be sitting there waiting for God at home so kind. No. You will fill up your schedule with other things. So what comes first? That's a priority. So think, okay, before you say no, right? So in the process, throughout the 29 years, there are beautiful story and testimony. Now, I just want to invite Sister Rui to share about this, but you'll be in Chinese because I don't want to dub it and give you all. I believe most of us, 99% of us can understand. If you've been here long enough, you know the opposite of our church used to be a temple. And it had been a hard time for us, you know, for us, because they're not very friendly people. They always scold us, like this and that, parking there, you know. Whatever it is. But sometimes I ask, say, God say, love your neighbor. Love even your enemy. This sounds like my enemy. I don't know how to love them. But over the years, something miraculous happened. So I want a sister to share with you. Okay, pay attention to her in Chinese so that you can understand better. Right?
Yeah. 听到，对不起啊，我用华语哈。 OK， 今天要跟你们大家见证发生在我们对面的庙堂，在2018年到2019年的事，然后也印证了哈，路加福音上帝的话语没有落空的，就是15章第4节绵羊的比喻，还有路加福音15章21到24浪子的比喻。 我们教会都知道，你们都知道，我们教会有客工崇拜哈。透过客工崇拜哈，Water的爸爸啦 Kenny 哈，他提醒我，每次你客工崇拜的时候，你就要为坐在对面的那个 uncle 送一包午餐，然后呢，晚餐，然后原来 Kenny 他每次在祷告会的时候，还是经过 Geylang， 他都会送一包饭给他吃，因为他曾经跟他说，他有时没有钱买饭。 然后，Kenny 弟兄因着他看到他加上行动，然后加上后来很多的弟兄姐妹很谦卑顺服，很彼此的资源配搭。那么我们今天就能够印证了上帝在耶伯记42章5节的，我从前只是风闻有你，但现在亲眼看见你这些经文。我在一次送饭的时候，知道 Uncle 乌巴星晕倒，就是这一个Uncle，他现在已经回天家了。 隔天星期一，我跟丽英就去医院探访他。他从起初的婉拒绝到最后他决志信主，那么我们就开始了亲切的关系每次都有跟他谈话。有一次我送饭给这个安哥的时候，我就看到坐在他旁边的有另外一个安哥，他是邻国中，我就问他你要吃饭吗？他就跟我说我不能吃，我只能喝粥水。你看地上很多那个口水，有很多血迹。 都是我的，然后他说我是食道癌末期了，我明天要去拿 CPF 了，然后这个是我第一次跟他对话，然后呢，他的态度跟以前的不一样，不会凶啦，友善，然后但是是有点 怪怪啦 ，but OK 啦。之后我们在送饭去的时候不见他了，啊，那个吴巴星就跟我讲说他肺积水入院了。然后隔天我跟丽英就去看他。起初我们在看他的时候，他是完全放弃、绝望，讲的全部是泄气的话，所以我们很无奈，不懂要怎样去帮助他。所以丽英这个时候就很自然的就讲。安哥，你信耶稣啦，你信耶稣很好，就讲了很多句，你信耶稣，信耶稣很好。然后呢，安哥就对我们说，其实我二十多岁的时候就是愚人团契的青年领袖，我洗礼了。17年前我住进庙堂啊，到现在我跟你们成为邻居，哇，17年跟我们住在对面。然后呢，我们就鼓励他回转哦。回到重新回到上帝的怀抱，哎，他愿意接受祷告，哎，所以那一刹那间就是迷羊被寻回的迷羊。然后他要求我们啊，如果有来探访他，就戴老花眼镜跟每日灵粮啊，他记得。然后啊，隔天我跟这个燕宁就去探访他，戴了老花眼镜跟每日灵粮。那么在闲聊中原来他是。得名的校友，他说他是他父母的家族中的精英分子，但是当时他走迷了路。OK， 然后多两天我们探访的时候，耶宁传道就问他说：“你有什么话要向耶稣说？”我们没有教他，他自己马上开口，自己做认错祷告。我们很惊讶。然后当他看到拿到，我们就给他那个探访卡，有我们那个这个探访卡是会 3D 的，会站起来，他就摸摸了，就 kiss 这个卡。我们问他为什么，他说我很喜欢蝴蝶。你就看到一个离开上帝、背逆上帝几十年的浪子，当他做了认罪祷告后，马上得到释放。那种回转向小孩回到天父的怀中，这个不是表演能够演出来的，真的是这一幕很感动我们。最终，OK， 然后在4月17号的时候。我跟白燕去探访他，我们带了基金给他喝，被拒绝。为什么？他说这会拖延，他说他已经毫无挂虑，他应该把床位和一切让给有需要的人。哇，他真的很勇敢，他说不要浪费资源。下午4点跟黄牧师到医院探访，他跟我说明天庙堂的人要带我出来回去这边问神。哇，吓我们一跳。但是黄牧师很平静很安稳的就跟他分享光明与黑暗，神不离不弃的爱，他很专注的听。Next， 最终你看怕看到这些照片，他领圣餐。他在领圣餐的时候，他想告诉我，他说他已经有50几年没有领圣餐了。当他看到李宾娜的时候，他很开心，他说我一直想喝，但我讲不出来，我今天终于喝到了。他接受黄牧师的邀请，多两天出席4月19号的受难节。隔天他就打电话来说，他叫我帮他买一套白色上衣然后蓝色的裤子，一双日本拖鞋，而且声明说一定要付钱，不付钱他不要穿。所以他是很认真要预备出席这个受难节。也谢谢彩中夫妇当时载我去买，然后送去医院，还为他祷告。受难节当天学明夫妇他们一早就去医院载林弟兄来爱加贝。他很投入的敬拜，可能身体很弱了，看得出他很不舒服，一直想吐。然后敬拜后马氏弟兄就推他下楼，我看到林国忠弟兄他也预备了奉献献上。感谢主，他没有要求回去对面的庙堂，因为他已经住医院很久了嘛，他没有回去。说隔天星期六的时候他就打电话来，然后刚好陈导嘛 Kenny 跟阿莫夫妇在，就 叫他帮了这个忙去了医院探访他。因为什么？因为他说他昨晚凌晨3点08分他看到不好的东西，很肮脏肮脏的东西，他很怕。所以他们夫妇就去那边和他一起敬拜，然后祷告。 之后他回应说他不害怕了。 OK， 林弟兄就在多两天，就是星期二他回天家了。林国忠弟兄在对面共住了17年，从来不相往来。透过 Kenny 弟兄看到他与同住的吴巴星起了怜悯的心，真的是很怜悯的心，他踏出了一步后，接下来你就看到上帝奇妙的作为。林国忠弟兄在短短的15天、8号到23号，从一开始承认自己的身份，认错悔改，接着他经历了一连串在路加福音15章21到24节浪子回头得到的恩宠，还有路加福音15章10节寻回迷羊的应许。上帝跟因寻回林国忠弟兄的，他也抢救了和他同住的吴巴星弟兄的灵魂。感谢主，上帝把爱加贝放在给浪不是万难的。谢谢大家。
哦，可能很多人不懂这个故事，所以你听到其实上帝在用我们祝福我们的邻居，就是我们所谓最难搞的邻居，上帝却用我们拯救了一个人灵魂，然后把一个浪子在最后的15天他的生命里面带回上帝。所以这是上帝在用我们的教会在做事情。你看了刚才很多的照片啊，有这个 Kenny 啊、莫拉，有马斯弟兄啦，有白燕，很多，就发现我们各自。哦呀呀，那个 ，OK。So you see that what had happened for the last many years, you know, our neighbor for 17 years, they are the hardest neighbor to live with, seriously. You know, they always we get antagonized by them. You know, so it's very difficult. We don't know what to do with them. You know, but God still used us to bring a salvation to a lost soul, and to brought back a lost sheep that who had left the church for many, many years. And God did that through us, through many of us. You see the many faces, Kenny, Master Tishong, and all of you. So God has used every one of us to chip in our part, to do our part, and then God make this wonderful thing. And all this, the 17 years of loss, within the 15 years, God recovered this life. Not that we can plan, not that we can have a meeting to decide, but God works it. But God is looking for people. When the cloud lifted up, anyone will set up with me. If you're willing, then God is going to do wonders to us. So yesterday, yesterday we have our carnival, first Love Thy Neighbor Carnival. So there are many, many hundreds of photos. So somebody sent me these photos. So we thank God that we, as I say, when we move out, our vision is that we serve our compassion. You know, we have this young lady serving one of the auntie, and kneel down there and helping this person to wear the shoe. Even you go to Bata shop, they don't do that. Right? They don't do that. They just put the shoe there. Try lor. 不对啊，什么号码？ Take another one and put there lor. You know? Then you have to pay money some more. This one, we bring all the way there. No need to pay money. Still give them wonderful service. So this is out of compassion. Then after the thing I've been finished, though, I was at home evening, was preparing the message. Suddenly this thought I call Suping Lao Su. I said, give me a quick update. How many registration did we collect yesterday? And guess how many collection we collected? The registration, huh? They come down before they can do anything, they need to put down their name. How many? I'm going to guess. It's 100. Exactly 100. So when I look at the number, suddenly something rings in me. Why not 120? Why not 90? Why 100? And suddenly this thought comes to me, as if that God is telling us, 孩子，你做得非常好，给你100分。You know, so there's a message I received. So it's not about a number. It's a message. It's a message that God said, Agape, you are doing well. Good job. Well done. 给你100分。Yesterday, we all don't have things screw up, man. Yesterday, we don't have... Yeah, we did. The whole thing, some of the issue we know. The operational thing, some... But it is not just like a little boy who write a birthday card and give to the dad. The dad said, 哇，你画得真美。你看上去不是很美了，其实。哇，你画得真美啊，你很有点，那给你100分。And this is what I sense that God is speaking to us as we celebrate our 29th birthday. Agape, you are doing well. 我给你100分。 But that doesn't mean we are perfect, you know. But we want to sense that, we want to receive the blessing and the assurance and the affirmation from our God that we are with Him and He is with us. So, 一人走一起走出去. So, in summary, when God moves, we move, right? So, because of God's presence, because of God's guidance with us, and then let love moves us. Just now, 这个如意姐妹的见证, love move, compassion move Kenny. First packet of rice, followed by many packets of rice, followed by going over there and chit-chat with them, followed by visitation a hospital. Then doing other things, services for the person, right? So, you realize that this is what God wants us to learn. And you see that total obedience is equal to His Spirit leading, plus His Word, plus our action by faith, which is the overcoming faith. You can hear God saying, you can know what God's will, but you can still choose not to go. You can see the cloud is lifting, but you can still refuse to go. And this is what it is. But our church, we do not want to do that. And as a leader of the church, I tell you that we don't do that. And the Ira and the Alam Sutra is a testimony to us. It's not in our plan, but we still do it. We don't hold on to our budget. We don't have enough budget. So I told the mission committee, thank God we have a chance to exercise our faith, to trust that God will provide for whatever the shortfall. And even without meeting all the numbers, His work will still be done. Let's watch with excitement what God is doing. Exciting, isn't it, this kind of journey? It's exciting. You think, wow, a lot of question mark. Don't throw away the question mark. Keep it, because God is going to turn it into all the exclamation mark. Then we will praise Him and we will worship Him as our Lord. So I pray that when the 30th anniversary come around next year, we're going to have a big celebration, we will have more story like this. We're going to see God. We're going to see God in our life. We're going to see God in our community. You know, ACTC, Agape Community and Training Center. So when we first set up this, no, we say we change it from Agape Council and Training Center to a Community Training Center. So that was just to leave it as it is. And one day, God just popped something into my mind. I just share it with fear and trembling. Okay, what's ACTC stand for? In God's heart. A Christ transform community. A Christ transformed community. This is the heart of God. ACTC is an organization, but the real thing of bringing glory to God is a Christ transformed community. Just like the church is a Christ transformed community. And God says that it's beyond your four walls. Beyond the four walls. It will happen in Ira, it will happen in Block 19, it will happen in Alam Sutra, it will happen wherever Agapian step out, because the clouds has lifted and we should go forward by faith. And we see life multiply, blessing of God being poured down from heaven unto all that we serve. Amen. Amen. Okay, let's invite the worship.